my name is Rikin Gandhi. I work for Microsoft Research India, in based out of Bangalore. And we have this group called Technology for Emerging Markets, and we have this one project called Digital Green, in which we're trying to use cost-realistic technologies to work with existing people-based extension systems to really get information and better technologies, better practices to the vast population of India's small and marginal farmers. So India in 2005 conducted this survey of farmers in which they assessed, you know, what were the current sources of information that farmers were accessing in the previous year. And, you know, there's the common kind of government broadcast programs on TV and radio, and then there's kind of the intensive training and visit kind of vestiges that still remain in the country with 100,000 extension officers that go about doing the, you know, the traditional kind of resource-intensive process of meeting with individual farmers and trying to promote various practices. But in general, what the survey found was that farmers were relying on informal connections with one another in their communities and just exchanging information at tea shops and at telephone booths. And so we've looked at these kind of sources of information and thought, what can we do with technology that can sort of have the scale of broadcast, but have the localization of some of the training and visit-based approaches, but still be cost-effective and still kind of work with existing communities. And so we partnered with this organization called Green Foundation that works in southeastern Karnataka state, which is a state in southern India, and which has been promoting various sustainable agricultural practices for the last 15 years, like seed storage, conservation tillage, vermicompost, just various individual practices is what they've been trying to promote. And what we found was that they were following the very classical training and visit-based approach, right? They were trying to bring farmers together at large events. They were trying to capture the interested farmers to schedule on-the-field demonstrations and kind of encourage farmers to adopt the practices that they see on a sustained basis on their fields. Basically, this is a very resource-intensive process, especially in a place like India where infrastructure just doesn't exist. The extension officers typically may visit one or two farmers a day, having to commute through rough terrain, including mud, and showing up at a field where farmers usually aren't even there. And so we thought, well, here's an innovative solution. There's TVs. You know, it's not really Microsoft, but it's kind of cost effective. We can take a one-to-one demonstration that an extension officer may already be making and take it to many people and kind of improve the productivity of the officers that way. But what we found is that, in fact, not just that, you know, this novel technology can multiply the impact of the message, but we can also affect other dimensions of the extension pipeline just by the nature of the medium, right? By capturing people on video, we automatically structure their activities. The farmers, as well as the extension officers, realize that they're going to be seen as models, and so kind of more productively have a more productive interaction. For farmers that attempt some of the practices that they may see, we can capture some of the common mistakes that farmers are making and try to reduce their future recurrence. And occasionally, we see farmers actually innovating on the practices that we're showing. And this is really what we want to stimulate. We want to stimulate kind of without the internet and PCs, which we have in our web-enabled world, right? We want to stimulate the same sort of user-generated viral effect that's going on in places like YouTube and on Facebook, but just use TVs, DVD players, and video cameras to really engage with farmers, to bring the existing social networks that were already going on in a village and bring them kind of to a public arena. And that's what we're kind of stimulating here. There's this farmer who's watching himself during a TV program, and his fellow farmer asks why he too can't be in the program, why he too can't be seen as this better farmer. And so we incentivize him to be shown as adopting better practices and to be seen as such. But at the same time, we are generating lots of content that's produced by farmers to farmers, right? But at the same time, we want to ensure that there's quality here. And so we're trying to partner with various groups in extension as well as in university to kind of take the existing large repositories of content that they already have, and instead of producing them in the university setting in like these idealized models, take them to the farmer fields, conduct the practices with familiar farmers who have resources very similar to the farmers that are going to be watching these videos. And this is the localization that we try to do with the videos. So we've been producing these videos very frequently in the field with our partners. We often actually produce the same exact practice multiple times, just featuring new farmers who are adopting the practice so that the content stays fresh and farmers remain interested. We're hosting these 250 videos on our website, digitalgreen.org, but in fact, that's not really where farmers access our videos, because there's just not the connectivity and the infrastructure doesn't yet exist in rural India and in most of the developing world so that farmers could access these videos on their own. So this is how our distribution scheme of the videos typically looks like. Right, this is our school setting, a very informal setting where we use the TVs and the videos as a focal point to bring groups together. And we've been doing this for the last 6 months in 12 villages. And in each of these 12 villages, we've been doing this 3 nights a week, holding these TV programs. And we found that, you know, even through the 6 months where we're literally bombarding content onto these farmers, that they're actually very interested because they're actually participating in both the content production as well as the distribution of it. And one of the beauties of something like video is that it really relates to a vast, you know, illiterate, mostly population. And for communities that may be highly fragmented, even in a small village, we can repeat demonstrations without the expense of, you know, having to do the demonstration repeatedly or having to bring in the expert, you know, repeatedly. And so we can take the TV to the farmer himself, to their house, to various public settings to really capture the largest set of the community. But at the same time, we're not naive, and we don't believe that videos on their own can really solve the extension problem, right? Anyone, even us or the farmers, are not going to be able to pay attention to a video. They need to be engaged with that video. And what we sort of use are facilitators, human facilitators that bridge the gap between the experts, the virtual experts in the TVs, and the farmers in the audience. And so the facilitator doesn't necessarily need to be an expert. He, in fact, is just a regular villager whose only duty is really to mobilize his community and provide a basic amount of feedback support to the farmers so that we can find out what farmers are interested in, what new content to produce, what was confusing to the farmers, and really try to break down that broadcast model, which is very kind of top down, and you know, you have to watch a scheduled program at a certain hour at a certain place. But when you have on-demand TV with a facilitator, you can repeat, you can go back, and you can take the TV to the farmers. And what we found is that we're bringing farmers together around these TVs and creating a kind of informal learning group structures, right? Much like a farmer field school, perhaps. But in some cases, there are already existing social group structures in a village, such as, you know, in the developing country, self-help groups for women in which they disperse microloans are increasingly common. So we can integrate with these groups and feature content that's relevant to them, perhaps value addition activities or alternative income sources are most interesting to them. And for the facilitators who are often not agriculturally trained, maybe not even farmers themselves, we literally are only interested in the fact that these facilitators can carry the TV to various parts of their village. But what we find is that we can go through teacher training exercises with these facilitators so that they can relate to their communities. So it's not about kind of removing the extension officers. It's more about providing a tool that can improve their reach. So we tried various experiments with trying to take these videos out to farmers in terms of different levels of facilitation, whether we could just plop a TV in a very public place in a village and set a stack of DVDs next to it and see, are the farmers going to come and grab some DVDs and throw in like the video segments that they're interested in learning about. And basically, we found that though there's like an initial novelty factor with just having a TV in a public place, the farmers are often wondering why can't we use this TV to watch like the latest Bollywood movie, right? they're not interested in really learning until they can really be engaged in it. And that's what we try to have some level of facilitation, not necessarily an expert, because farmers, here it gives you a small indication of what was working and what was not working. And what we found was that for when we had experts actually facilitate these videos, the farmers were less receptive than when we had a fellow farmer kind of facilitate the TV shows. And the reason was that the farmers felt that there was this great divide between teachers and kind of their fellow neighbors. And they didn't want to be lectured. They wanted to just be sort of told by somebody that was familiar to them and somebody who had resources similar to their own. And one of the things that we do actually is sometimes provide the tools that may be required to adopt the practices that are being promoted. So the facilitators, you know, they can engage the farmers through questions, through interactive kind of exchanges with the farmers, but they can also provide some of the tools that may be difficult to obtain in a village. And so that's what we try to do even with the during the TV show, so farmers can then go out and attempt the practices on their own. And so we've been evaluating this approach of extension using sort of this participatory video approach in comparison to the NGO's original training and visit-based approach. And we're trying to see what kind of knowledge is being transferred and whether we're able to sustain the long-term interests of the farmers and ultimately whether the farmers are actually adopting the practices that are being promoted through this extension system. So we're doing this in 16 villages. And what we found so far is that for the last 6 months that we were actually able to multiply by 6 to 7 times the percentage of adoptions in these communities using this digital green TV and facilitated TV system. And this comes just at the cost of the fixed cost of the TVs and the DVD players, as well as an incremental cost that we pay the facilitators to go out and mobilize their communities. And so we've seen this popularization of individual practices, but what we really want to see is whether we can actually transform these small and marginal farmers' operations into something that's actually sustainable, because most of these farmers are in debt because they have too high input costs and they are getting very little out of it. And what we want to do is partner with various research groups in universities, in extension departments, in government, in private sectors, to really help us create a repository of content that's just not research-based, but that's also very local, and that we can make sure is very relevant for a farmer to adopt the practices that are being promoted onto his field. And so this is our project. And I encourage you to go to digitalgreen.org to learn more about our work and to see the videos that we're ongoing produce.
Thank you. Plenty of time. We got time for questions. Thank you very much. Any questions for Rico?
Yep.
So is this being modeled in other countries, like if you're communicating it to India, is this being done in China or South America or any other?
Well, I guess in general there's been participatory video has been tried before. Right, there was this pro-Dereth system by like the FAO in Peru in the 70s. But one of the things that they found was that these systems like tended to collapse mostly because of funding, because the technologies in this case just TVs and cameras were like cost prohibitive before, but now it's like they're cheap, you know, and we can like take them out to lots of people, and we can also hire these facilitators to help farmers relate to them. At this point, we're just focused on this evaluation of our work in India itself, but we're also working to take it to other places, including in Africa. But at this point, we need to find out how can we develop the research base that can give us the local content, right? At this point, it's just a digital pipeline that you can take your existing efforts and push it through to reach a larger set of people and really connect with them. But we need those people first, you know? So that's our bottleneck, I guess.
All right, we need to move on. I hope we'll be around for a little bit.